Hello, folks out there. Today, we're going to have another beautiful day in Zamunda. We're going to have a trio tonight. We're going to have a good show for you guys. Today, I have QP with me. How's it going, sir?
It's going great. Glad to hear your voice here, and glad to be here.
Good deal. We also got the main man himself, the man who saves lives. Terrence, how's it going with you, sir?
It's going good. It's good to see you again. We're here before 10 o'clock, so we got to catch you before nap time. It's good for me, too, because I got to work in the morning. So, let's get this show going.
Exactly. I ain't gotta get nap time. It's barbershop time, so we're going to have to make, get the fade. So it's going to be the trio. We got the things we're going to talk to y'all about, and let's just get it moving. Well, first, let's ask how you guys doing. Everything, everybody, you say you have a good week?
Yeah, busy week. I had to bring your kids to work day yesterday. I'm still tired. Like, fell asleep on the train. My son was the only one I was awake. I woke up, thought I was in the burb somewhere. I got up scared. As I mentioned last week, I didn't publish the episode yet. But I'm down in the Walking Dead rabbit hole right now. I've been watching that every chance I've gotten. Everything's cool.
T?
Man, this man's watching The Walking Dead when his good shows like Fallout. Pour one out for you. I'm good. I just finished 4 straight days at home. Just went back to work today. I was tired just from hanging out with my kids 4 straight days. I'm going back to work for a bit of a break.
Yeah, we'll do it. I got 3 of them and they growing. That will still do it. They wear your ass that worse than your job sometimes. Yes, sir. Me myself, I have been trying to get caught up on Invincible and reading a few comics or one comic here there, that Black Panther run. That's really about it. My wife told me I mentioned school too much, so I can't talk about that no more. She said I do it every week. I'm like, well, baby, I'm about to graduate. Well, they tired of hearing about it. Okay, so since she's down the corner listening to me, that's my sneak way of saying I'm still in school, I guess. So, but other than that, Quincy, you got a list. What we getting ready to talk about today?
If you believe it or not, it's been five games. Excuse me, got football on the brain. It's been 5 years since Endgame dropped in the theater. Wow. Long time ago. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We lived through the blip. We're on the other side of the blip. What do you guys remember about the movie? Impressions, lasting impressions, first thing you think about?
Cap lifting a hammer. That's the first thing I think about Endgame. That's the only thing I think about when it's an Endgame. Captain America picking up that hammer is the first thing that comes to mind about Endgame. I really couldn't tell much else of the story. Just that last fight is all I remember.
Yeah, that movie. What about you, Terrence?
Yeah, I echo Mike. Say that the first thing I think about is Cap picking up the hammer. That's definitely a epic moment. When I think of Endgame, I like it. I like it a lot. I don't think it's the best story of any of the Marvel movies, but it's got some of the best moments. It's because it's building off of like 22 other movies that came before it. So for me, it's a movie of moments, and it's, even though it's not the best story, it's got some of the greatest moments. So, and Cap picking up the hammer is definitely one of them. It's the first one that comes to my mind.
Yeah, that I agree with the story. I think Infinity War is a better movie, even though at one point I was looking at them as one movie. They're not. They're two different movies. One's just a continuation. But it was like a nostalgia almost run. Like you're going back on. You mentioned those moments. You know, you're touching back on those movies. I don't hate the movie. I like it a lot. You know, let me say that instead. But you know, some of the deaths in there, or the Iron Man death. I know you guys think about Cap lifting the hammer. I think about Tony dying because you know, he kind of laid it all out there. I thought that was one of the saddest things. You know, he got his life together, and then he dies. And he did it without hesitating, and he saved everybody. You know, it was a good movie. I can't believe it's been 5 years. A lot's changed with that MCU and Disney. And, if you look back at that movie, there's some flashes or previews of what's to come in the MCU from that movie. Won't go into any details, but we all know certain that scene and, you know, just certain things that just, I didn't understand why they did these things. Yeah, so sorry about that. I thought they closed the door on some characters that they didn't have to. You know, the Russos tried to cripple the Hulk for life. Do we even know? Do we still not know what happened to Captain America? Like, where is he?
He's old somewhere. got worms, I guess. I don't know. So, you know, they say old man and get you worms. He's somewhere and got worms. Maybe that's too southern for you. I hated the whole thing with the snap. I hated the whole, just if you really think about it, everything, I just hate the blip. We've talked about that numerous times. I hate the blip. The snap when he, Thanos is, you know, sitting on his porch like an old man with a bad leg. That Infinity War, either way. But what you said about the Russos hit home, the end game thing. I've said it before, even when we was in the other world. X-Men The Last Stand did it. You put that kind of end points on it, it's no point. It's like you're trying to end something. Mm-hmm. Like you ended a whole thing. X-Men, like the end game. I understand the Russos wanted to tell their story, but they could have left a little things open. It's like they were trying to get rid of this, the whole thing, and that's just not how it's going to be. We're not going to stop because y'all want to quit. Go away. You know, go back to making me, you and Dupree or something. But we, you know, don't try to end up everybody. Don't end up everybody else. And it's the MCU now is almost unrecognizable. And I can see why some people are kind of frustrated. I really can, but I'm, like I told you many times, I waited too long for this to give up. So I'm going to ride this horse until it stops. So, but 5 years later, that's still my motto. I'm going to ride till it stops. Who is this coming? I said,
they say Goonies never die.
Yeah. I'm trying to find this letter my wife wrote. At Endgame, when I was crying and hooping and hollering, and she was like, you know, you haven't watched one of these movies, so you watched it with Mike Jones, because, you know, she would thank me for taking her on this mini roller coaster of Marvel movies. She was like, you know, you haven't watched one, so you watch them with him. She denied she wrote it. That's why I saved it. That's why I saved the thing. I think she even deleted it off her Facebook.
I'll never forget my wife being mad at me for not taking her to see Endgame, and I was like, you've seen maybe two of these movies with me. When did you start caring?
Exactly. When everybody else I cared.
She was like, you still should have asked.
was it the cliffhanger that got her? Did she see Infinity War?
She didn't even see Infinity War. That's the thing.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, you didn't even see the last movie. Why do you care about this? She's like, you still should have asked.
Infinity War.
I'm sorry.
I know we're talking about Endgame, but Infinity War, what I remember was people crying in the studio when they lost. And, you know, my mom, she looked at me, she's like, that's it? I said, what happened? I was like, I don't know. And but people, I remember just people being upset and, you know, the memes. It's always about the memes. For these moments. But yeah, it was one of the more anticipated movies because we needed to know what happened, how they would recover from that. So it definitely had our attention. You know, it's debatable whether they came through and matched Infinity War. But it was a good movie. Like, that everything from Iron Man to Endgame, I really don't have many complaints. Iron Man is now a certified platinum hit for me based on what's happened in the last 5 years. So, you know, it's funny how things change, you know?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, Iron Man, they thought they were prepared for that to be a flop. They were braced for it. And then it turned out to be to birth all this stuff, which is amazing. You just never know what's going to be the thing. You just never know.
It's funny, after some of these bad TV shows now, you look back on some of those, some of the mediocre movies like Thanos, like, perhaps I judge you too harshly.
Yes.
Perhaps I was too harsh on you.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. How are you guys still on Endgame? Actually, no, this is a little bit off, but it's still in the MCU. They were talking about recasting Jonathan Majors' character, Kang. I was in a group and I said, is anybody even anxious to even see Kang? And then some guy responded, in a hissy fit, Kang is a minute. He is a minute. I said, a minute in what? You know, like, tell me one good Tang Kang story. And he can't remember none. And then, you know, he want to get all fussy, but he still ain't got no facts. What? I can't remember that one good Kang story. But, you know, whatever. How do you guys feel about Kang if they recast him?
Kang is like, I've always seen him, how he's handled, you know, whether he's in a FF Fantastic Four book or Avengers is where I've normally seen him. He's like, he's not Thanos, put it that way.
Not at all. Not at all.
You know, like I don't know who you would go, who would be the next villain after Thanos if you were going to build up a threat. I don't know about Kang.
I didn't like the idea of building up the Kang because he was never, there's never, like, I think that the one decent Kang storyline has ever been was Kang Dynasty, but I don't think they were building up to the Kang Dynasty storyline that was in the comics from the way it was looking. Kang just never interested me at all. Not at all. I mean, basically, the guy can pretty much do anything he wants, pop up at any time period, knows everything that's going to happen, and still winds up getting his ass kicked.
Right. That's incompetence, man. That's incompetence. Yeah, and then his little thing with Doom, that's always amusing. I mean, honestly, there it is right there. The next villain should have been Doom. I don't know. They've been kind of slow integrating the properties they got back from Fox. That was a while ago when they got those characters back. Couldn't give you an exact year. I know it's been over 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wouldn't want them to do a rush job just to make Doom the villain for, say, Secret Wars. Like, I don't want them to just, like, rush and then go, oh, it was Doom all along. Like, nah.
So I agree with you, and here's the other problem I have. I don't want to be told where it's leading to. You know, like, when Thanos showed up in Avengers, you were like, holy shit. Like, there was no indication that he was even involved. Now, you can talk about were they calling them gems? From Iron Man to pre-Avengers, what was that? It was two Iron Mans, Hulk, Thor, Captain America. Those were the phase one movies. But they weren't calling them.
They were separate things, like the Tesseract, and right. It wasn't until they started like extracting, until they took on their stone forms later on. When they started extracting them from whatever forms they were taking.
And if I remember correctly, Dark World was when they identified them as Infinity Gems in that post credit scene.
Yeah, when they introduced the collector.
That's right. Phase one was just the Tesseract. That was the only one, right? Yeah. And I think then I was just like, that's the Cosmic Cube. Okay. Yeah, and it was a surprise. you know, I remember, was it Dave? I was in some comic store and they were like, wait till the end. Like, you're going to see something. And I'm like, what are you talking about? There's nothing that'll shock me. And it was Dave. And lo and behold, I was shocked, you know? Don't tell me who we're leading up to. That's kind of first word that comes to mind is corny. Like, just let it be a moment, you know, that we shock and awe in the reveal. I don't want to be told.
And plus, when we get introduced to Thanos, the first time we see him, he looks menacing. Yeah. Whereas opposed to the first time we meet Kang or his variant, he gets his ass bust by Ant-Man.
As I was calling him, the knockoff Ant-Man. He wasn't even the good Ant-Man. The great value version of Ant-Man. And then like, that guy, go ahead.
It's like, once I see that, I don't care what other variant you introduced. I saw a version of you get your ass kicked by Ant-Man.
There's a version of Ant-Man.
What can you say about that? I mean, how is he ever going to be scary? Respect of what, even? No.
And I knew that was going to be a problem because when they announced Quantumania and they said, oh, Kang's going to be the villain, I was like, well, that's going to be a problem because the villain's got to lose at the end. How are they going to have him lose and we still respect them? It's Ant-Man's movie. It'd be one thing if it was a Avengers movie and he loses, but it's an Ant-Man movie. How are we going to make this work?
He's going to have to lose or there's going to be some creative writing that's going to have to happen. And that's not happening right now. So hence the loss.
Yeah. It's a bad L.
And I still don't, Kang would have made problem, made sense if you actually had some kind of repercussions for all the time travel and Endgame. Like I've said this countless times. Like, to me, that was the easy connect. It really was. It really was an easy connect, and there was nothing. They just fixed everything. And Back to the Future tells us you can't just fix, you know, you go back in time, you're going to change something by your mere presence. And, I don't know. I want to stay positive with Marvel. Maybe we can just talk about those good times leading up to Endgame, because Phase 3 is my favorite. It was like every movie, there was something eventful, and Phase 3 was Civil War, you know, Black Panther, Spider-Man, Doctor Strange, Ragnarok. It's a great run of movies from them, and like I said, everybody on the planet was happy when Black Panther was in the theaters. Civil War broke my heart. And you got new characters with Doctor Strange, Spider-Man, and Ragnarok. Thor, you know, it was so good. They figured they make more money by turning into an all-out comedy, and it crashed and burned. I still do like Ragnarok, but it was, the other one was just too much.
They took the wrong lessons from that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they really did. They did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Going back to Kang and this whole phase, it just didn't seem like it was planned out. Things that I've read, you know, they were so impressed with Majors, they just decided to make him the villain. Like, I don't know how that works. Like, with a phase, I don't know how many movies was in Phase 4, but now you're in Phase 5 now. Like, does anybody have any, well, we should do theories for these movies, you know, like, oh, this is going to happen, and, you know, what care, like, we don't even have that. It's just, they're almost separate movies, honestly. Like, everybody's just doing whatever. There's no Bible that they're working from, it seems like, and there are no landmarks, no roadmaps. I don't know what they're planning, you know.
It's taking this long for them to say, oh, we finally got a great idea for Blade. He's going to fight vampires. Like, It's absurd. Why wasn't that the fucking plan from the beginning?
Absurd. And I know you're absolutely right. And someone commented on that post I put up, like, isn't that what it's about? Like, that's what the problem was with the movie. It's like they were trying to avoid Blade being center stage with his own movie. Blade kills vampires. Okay. Across the world. Right. Right. So this is the theme. I need you to write a story in here. Okay. Now, they did it before. It's a bunch of comics. Vampires and guns and Blade. It's a proven formula. Okay.
Save comics. Yep. Copy of the movie. It saved all of them, not just that one.
Right. Save them. So, you know, I think, I don't think he's there now. I think he's sheriff of a town in the Vampire Kingdom right now. I don't think he's still there, but it's so much. It's so much. It's not hard. You know, it's really not hard. And then now I hear that there, Wesley Snipes is going to be involved. Him not being involved was borderline offensive to me because
it was.
You bring back everybody else who had past ties with the franchise they helped or, you know, had a stint with, but like not Wesley. Like, you know, it seemed like you guys were doing a whole lot to avoid doing what needed to be done.
Wesley deserves his flowers and what he's getting.
Yeah, he does.
From everybody, not just Marvel, everybody. He deserves more.
He does. Yes, he does.
Shit, by the time they finish shooting this thing, Mahershala's going to be the same age as Wesley.
Is he even still involved, Mahershala?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He is. And good actor. Glad they... again, I don't know what's so complicated. You know, we got Blade. What are we going to have him doing? I have an idea. Let's have him kill some vampires.
There you go. Nice and clean. Now, I did read the little, you know, miniseries of Blade and his daughter. I did read that. Uh-huh. But I'm okay if we don't see that for a long time. When you establish Blade, you know, it was okay. But yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, let's this man get some movies under his belt.
Let him get some movies well established, right? We don't need to just hop right to that trying to sell a ticket to young black chicks, which I love y'all, but that's just my thing. Y'all didn't buy the comic, so don't worry about it.
Introduce the character, branch out from the character. All right, like that's usually how it works. Even in comics, you introduce a character into a storyline, and when that's over, it's like, oh, this fall, such and such limited series. You'll check like, oh, I liked her in the story, or him, or them, or whatever. Let me check it out. They used to do that a lot. Not so much anymore. But yeah, get Wesley involved. Start shooting Blade. Start chopping vampires up or whatever. Hopefully, I mean, there's no hopefully about it. Like, whatever happens with Deadpool and Wolverine, it's going to make a lot of money. And they're going to have an R rating, right? So maybe they won't be so scared to do that because Blade only works with an R rating, I'm afraid. Oh, I'm not afraid. Now I'm stating that. It needs to be rated R.
Yeah, we see what happens when you try to do a PG-13 vampire movie. It's not good.
You get Twilight, right?
You get Twilight, you get Morbius.
Morbid time, yeah. So, what do you guys have to lose, right? What do you have to lose? But Endgame, fond memories. That was the... Was that... What phase was that? That was still three? That's still three, right?
That's three, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the end of three.
Yeah, I can't believe there's been these other phases. This kind of just seemed like random shots in the dark.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even call them phases.
Do you know what the first movie was in Phase 4 and the last movie?
No, I do not. WandaVision and the Falcon Winter Soldier, the first movie?
Not counting the shows. Let's not count the shows.
Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow.
Was it?
Yeah.
Take a look.
Which deserved better, but...
They owed her, and it's a shame they waited so late.
Yeah. Black Widow, it looks like Shang-Chi.
That was towards the middle, I think. Let's take a look. Yeah, you're right, Terrence. It was Black Widow, and no, and you were right, Mike. Shang-Chi was the next one. So I'm not reading the shows, but so damn, this is a bloated. I am gonna read this. This is a bloated, bloated phase. Okay, here we go. Phase started with Black Widow, then Shang-Chi, Eternals, Spider-Man. So that was all in 1 year, actually. We had 1, 2, 3, 4 movies that year. And then it was Doctor Strange, then Thor, Black Panther, and, oh, these are the movies, okay. So we had Love and Thunder and Black Panther and Doctor Strange. So we had 6 movies in 2 years.
A shit ton of TV shows, though.
Yeah, so it was WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier, Loki, What If, Hawkeye, Moon Knight, Ms. Marvel, I Am Groot, She-Hulk, Werewolf by Night,
wait, Guardians of the Galaxy. I Am Groot? That's canon?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Yeah.
Wow.
And, so that's one.
I ain't watched that one.
Four. Me neither.
I watched that with my kid.
Two,
I,
three, four, can't believe five, that's canon. Six. One.
That's like the Muppet Babies of Marvel shows. It's good, but I didn't think it was canon.
So 9 TV shows in 2 years, which it's not terrible, but these shows had no real significance on the movies. Geez, that Werewolf by Night. Yeah, so they it was reading off these movies. They were, I don't know what the connection was.
Everything at the wall. See what sticks.
Wong was the connection, and then that's about it. That's the only person I remember in Phase 4. Running through all the movies. They need to bring back Phil Coulson, but he's dead, isn't he? He died. Oh, S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't canon. So,
he's been dead since Avengers.
Technically, yeah.
Canon-wise.
Yep.
They did them cold. They did them ages of S.H.I.E.L.D. That was terrible.
Yeah, they did Phil wrong. They really did. Propping him up as important as the Avengers and the S.H.I.E.L.D. show to non-canon, non-existent agent.
Yeah, Feige was like, nah. But I mean, eventually they say the Netflix show is a canon after they canned those first 7 episodes of Daredevil Born Again. Now they said, you know what? This is trash. Let's make the Netflix show canon and reshoot all this. So I don't know. Maybe someday they'll throw Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. a bone, and Kev will just on Kev's deathbed he'll say Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. was canon all along. I'm sorry, Phil.
It's funny because that, you know, we talk about shows not having any impact or you know, vice versa. S.H.I.E.L.D. was impacted by Winter Soldier, and that's when the show picked up.
That's what got me hyped.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
That's when I started really watching shit, because I watched the I watched the pilot and I was like, eh, whatever. Exactly. But when I started hearing that it had ties to Winter Soldier, that's when I started watching it. And I watched it for like the next 3 seasons.
I watched it to the end, but you're right. From right there at Winter Soldier, when Sam blew up, is when that, you know, that's when that movie picked up.
So I did get off on a stop with S.H.I.E.L.D. and it was when the girl disappeared to that planet, and she came.
Oh yeah,
she came back. Then Phil killed. What's the guy who turned evil? The agent that was with them.
Oh, no, like Ward. The dude. Ward.
Yeah, Ward.
Ward. Ward had the alien in him, and they were. This is when Marvel was all inhuman doubt. Everything was inhuman, and you're an inhuman. This is inhuman.
Yeah.
I was like, oh god.
Yeah.
That's when they started that Kree storyline, and they were on that Kree.
Yeah.
They were like prisoners of the Kree on that that asteroid prison. That's when I tapped out. I was like, eh.
I was ready to the end when they had his dad, like the dude's grandson from the future came to the show. I was kind of like, Fitz's grandson came or something like that, and he was like a Bart. It was the end, but that was really, it was time to end by that point. And it was really Fitz and Jim's grandson or something came.
That's okay. When your Wednesday nights became available. Your wife's like, "What are you doing right now? Nothing. Nah. What do you need?"
Yeah, this is over. Never went back. This is over.
It's a shame. It really had its that, and they killed all the black people on that show. We lost the I can't think of the one.
Besides
guy.
The big one, I'm a big ball dude. I'm trying to think that there's more than one.
It was two. One guy died when Daisy
she set off the Terrigen Mist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he died.
Turned to stone.
Like right when they got two brothers, the one died, and they were like, "We gotta keep it at the one brother."
There could be only one,
right? Like soon as he arrived, like, the other one died, and he died in the Terrigen Mist. Mac, I remember. Oh, I can't remember.
That's the name, Mac.
Big it was boy. Mac, yeah. But I can't remember. That was the
Mac stayed, right? But it was the dark skin boy. He's the one that died from the Terrigen Mist.
Right, I can't think of his name. Stone.
But Mac, he made it all the way through, didn't he?
He made it through because I think he took over after Coulson. Oh, and Coulson got Gil's Mac was like number two.
Okay. And you want to know when they were doing the life model decoys too?
The Deathlock, the dude that played, he was kind of like their version of Deathlock. But he was just like a recurring character. He played Gunn on Angel.
Oh, August Reed or something. Yeah, August, something like that.
Yep.
J. August. I can't think of his last name.
J. August Richard or something.
Something like that. Some of the R, I want to say.
Yeah, I remember the excitement when he was in the previews. They're like, "Oh, it's Luke Cage." Like, no, it's just some guy. It's not Luke Cage. But yeah, it was. I don't know why they did Shield that way. Even teased their return at the end of Age of Ultron. They had a helicarrier and everything.
Oh, yeah.
And then they said, "Psych." No Shield.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. Shield is more. They need, if they don't even do the series, they need Shield in the Marvel Universe.
They do. Because now they got damage control running around like they the cops. Like, y'all clean shit.
You know anything about damage control? That ain't what they supposed to be doing. Yeah, like, y'all should have rooms and shit.
Yeah, empty that trash can. Like, right. You arrested somebody. Like, get out of here.
Pick that car up. Get that car back on all four wheels. Right. Know? That's what damage control does. They don't,
like, law or authority department, like, votes for that name? Like, we're going to be damage control. Like, I don't sound like a terrorist organization almost, but okay, all right. So now that we got our a little mix of MCU love, hate, and confusion, Wonder Man has rapped by what is his name? Is it Yah? Is it really pronounced Yahya?
Yes, yeah, something.
Yeah. Something. Now, he is playing Wonder Man. It was actually one of my favorite characters, honestly. Not in recent years, but during the West Coast Avengers days. Got to go all the way back when he had the rocket pack and he had the green coat.
On his hip. Right on his hip. The little rocket boosters on his hip.
He had one on his back, too, at one point. But when he had the rocket belts, he had the black wife beater with the red W.
That's when I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I got no problem with what was his last name? Simon. What was Simon's name?
If I say Belmont, no, that's Simon Belmont.
So like, he was popular enough at one point that he had a comic book, like, and I read it. Like, for a long time. Like, Wonder Man, as far as being the strong guy on the team. He did a good job. Mm-hmm. Like, was he Thor or Hulk or any of those guys? He had his moments. I love Wonder Man. Wasn't crazy when they made him a villain a couple of years ago with the Revengers thing, but God. I may end up watching that show. What do you guys? Your thoughts on Wonder Man, the show, and the actor involved? He's double dipping here. He was Black Manta, and now he's over a Marvel playing Wonder Man.
Yahya Abdul Mateen the second.
There you go.
Doing some clown work. Remember that?
Oh yeah, yeah, yes. Just say you want a job, bro. Like he was putting down, he was putting down the superhero roles maybe like a year or two ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago, he said. Yeah, he said, yeah, yeah, superhero roles is clown work.
Yeah, just say you want to be involved, man. That's all.
He was in Watchmen. He played out of Manhattan.
He did. It was around that time. Yeah, so I don't understand where all this is coming from. But
and then he dove down because he made a post where he was wearing a clown nose. So
yeah, oh, wow, he was upset. He was a little moody smurf around that time.
Trolling.
He got turned down for a job.
Yeah. Somebody at Marvel, they're like, just call him. Like he put this out. Let's see what he says. Like, he won't take it. Like, holy shit, he said he'd do it. Like okay. Said,
how many zeros? I'll be there.
Terrence, what are your thoughts on Wonder Man show and your thoughts on the character in the comics?
First of all, whenever I hear the name Wonder Man, I think back to Captain America and the Avengers, the arcade game.
Thank you.
Wonder Man, he's one of your assist characters. He would come on screen and he'd hit somebody or he would drop an item for you, like a health item, and Captain America would go, thank you, Wonder Man.
Yes.
Yeah, but as far as the show goes, Wonder Man, they had their cute little team ups with him and Beast, but beyond that, I was never a Wonder Man dude, so I got zero interest. It might even be below zero interest. Oh, wow. Like with the, I'm just not interested in TV, any TV shows at all right now. Like I just want them to focus on, but like they said they were going to do, I want them to focus on less projects, more quality. So I don't know what to expect of this thing. Like I like him as an actor, but the character I'm not interested in. Like, I know his backstory, him and the Grim Reaper are brothers, and that's about it. And, you know, I know his brainwave patterns were used to create Vision, and, you know, that created some issues when he got dismantled by the government, and the West Coast Avengers were trying to bring him back, and he was hating because he was like, nah, that was a violation. I never authorized my brainwave patterns to be used, and Wanda, I'm kind of digging you right now, so if I... You know, if the Vision comes back, then, you know, that's kind of messing up my chances. So, I was never a Wonder Man dude, and I couldn't care less about this show. That's just the way I feel. I just want them to focus on bringing back some good, decent quality movies and like the, I could not care less. I'm sorry.
What about you, Mike? I know you're a West Coast Avenger
guy. I'm a West Coast guy from way back, but because those are the first Avengers comics that I can get hold to. The place where I bought comics only carried West Coast, so I didn't know anything about the team at that time. Wonder Man is Wonder Man. I'm neither here nor there. I'm not quite as, you know, bad as T is with him, but I ain't much better either. I'm like 0.5% better. I really am. I don't really see a point to Wonder Man. The last time it was in X-Force recently. Before that, you know, he was in X-Force. Him and the Beast clone helps end out somehow the big thing going on with X-Force. And that was it. And before that, I hadn't even missed him. I didn't know he had stopped fighting crime. That's how much I didn't care about that Wonder Man. I didn't know he had retired. It was so unimportant. And I don't really care for this dude, Yaya, whoever. I mean, I don't have a problem with him, but I would put him in another role. I would put him in another role. I would somewhere else. I just don't see him as Wonder Man, but it is what it is. Marvel's gonna piss everybody off, so it is what it is.
You know, they might actually get away with not pissing people off because people might not care or even know that Wonder Man isn't black. You know,
people who won't complain have never read a comic, Wonder Man comic at all, but they still gonna be the loudest and most vocal.
Yeah. I have a feeling this is gonna like be one of these things where it's not gonna be about him fighting crime. It's gonna be along the lines of She-Hulk, like a person with superpowers in their regular life, because he was a stuntman in Hollywood, right?
Right.
Yeah, so like it's gonna be something like that. She-Hulk vibes. I don't even know. You know, he mentioned his brother. They had some throwdowns on Avengers West Coast comic. But who's his villain? You know, like, is the Vision going to show up and get his brain patterns? There's no Wanda. Like, that was a serious love triangle there, because Simon didn't care. Like, he's just a robot. Like, I'm a real guy. I've never seen, like, he was... This is like Logan, Jean Grey levels. Like, he was pressing on Wanda, like, serious back in the day. I do like him, like the character. It's only going to take me about, like, 10 or 15 minutes to see what the show's about, and I probably won't waste any more time on it. I don't know. TV shows just aren't good to me. Just aren't good. But we'll see, right? We'll see.
I mean, this is the sign of a streaming platform desperate for content. Mm-hmm. I mean, introduce him in a movie and then do a TV show. Like, you don't just spring a Wonder Man TV show on people out of nowhere. Because not even Wonder Man fans are going, yes, right. I need a Wonder Man TV show.
he does deserve a little bit more than that. I agree. He does deserve to at least come out on the big screen. He does that. He was an Avenger, no matter what level. He should be on the screen first, the big screen first. And then, like T said, give him a show or something. Man.
Maybe.
That's a huge ass maybe.
Nobody's thought about a Wonder Man solo project in years. Like, Miss Marvel got a solo project because, Miss Marvel has been hot for the last few years. It's been a hot property just because of she was created in that span of time where, you know, they were trying to give the Inhumans a bump, and she's half in. Well, she was just Inhuman, and now she's half mutant as well. Even though they haven't.
Oh, Kamala Khan, that's Ms. Marvel. Okay.
Yeah, that Ms. Marvel. So, you know, she was still a hot commodity, and they're trying to, you know, I guess slowly, they're trying to slowly introduce the Young Avengers and see if there's any interest in that. So I can see why they did a Ms. Marvel TV show, and she's got. Well, you know, she's got a personality, at least. Like, but just springing a Wonder Man out of nowhere, who nobody's really cared about since the 80s. I mean,
exactly. A whole generation of people went and gave a shit about Wonder Man.
I was in high school the last time he had my interest, and the last time I saw him was during the heroic age, and like it just wasn't interesting.
Yeah, he turned him into a villain. He's the Revenger. You know, he's a pacifist. Yeah. He's just a retired pacifist.
Yeah, I swear that whatever room they're throwing the dart into for the new character is hitting all the wrong ones. Like it went right by, I don't know, Cloak and Dagger or like somebody I would actually have interest in, and it landed on Wonder Man. So we'll see, I guess, right?
Yeah.
We shall see. We'll hope and pray, you know. I don't know.
All right, moving on. We're talking about Wonder Man, one of the...
it was one Wonder Woman joke. What was it? Y'all might remember, y'all old enough. It was in one book, and it was doing something where it was Wonder Man was going through different stages, and the last one was female, and the guy was like, oop, Lawsuit City straight ahead. What book was that? I can't think of what it was. I don't know. I'll find it. But it was. I thought it was funny. I've laughed at that panel for years. They were like Wonder Horse, Wonder something, Wonder Man, Wonder, oop, Lawsuit City. And it was like, oh, I can't forget that book. You knew he was going to make fun of the Wonder, actually Wonder Woman. But I was like, what was that? I thought that was so funny for years. I don't know. I'll find it when then I put it in chat. But I was, y'all seen it. I guarantee you two of y'all read it. I just can't think of what it is.
Okay. All right. Yeah, please do share, because I know exactly what you're talking about. And I think everybody knew the Wonder Woman character before Wonder Man. And, of course. You know, when I saw Wonder Man, I'm like, what are they making a male version of Wonder Man? That was the first thing that came to my mind. It was nothing to do with Wonder Woman at all. He's a stuntman from. What was the energy in his body?
Ionic energy.
Ionic. That's what it was. Okay. Enough Simon Williams. That was his last name.
Simon Williams, yeah.
Enough Simon talk. But we're going to stay on strong characters. So there was a post, the big three of strongest comic book characters. It didn't say it was like... confined to DC and Marvel, but let's keep it there. If I ask you top three strongest characters, Mike, who would you say?
I was always stick with Superman. I'd have to. We're just talking to straight muscles, right? We're not any of this stuff, right?
No energy projection, no fighting styles. No.
Muscles. Right. I'm going to go with, I can really keep it all Kryptonian, but I'm not. I'm gonna go with Superman. Then I'm actually probably gonna put Blue Marvel up there. I heard the dude was strong enough to kill a dead. He killed a Beyonder. I don't know how that's possible, but he did that. Mm-hmm. I didn't read it, but it was in one of those Facebook reels. Like that's strong. Mm-hmm. Then I would probably either Thor or Sentry. I would keep it there. One of those two. Thor's proven himself over the years, but Sentry pulled apart damn Atlas. No, Ares. So,
Ares was just becoming interesting at that point. Right. That's the only reason why I was mad about that death.
Yeah, split my man apart.
Yeah, that was crazy. Still crazy. Terrence, what you got?
Superman, Rob Boy, Superboy Prime, and. Yeah, we'll go Hulk.
Okay. So on this picture, they had Hulk, Superman, and Thor as the top three. Top three characters. Now, if you were to round out that list, let's just say top 10, who would, where would you put Juggernaut on this? Like, he seems to... I remember being younger. The first time I saw Juggernaut was what's that X-Men series? The one shot when they went to Asteroid.
Prior to X-Men.
Right. And like he was a formidable force. Like I was like, there's nobody stronger than Juggernaut or maybe the Hulk. Is he still up there when it comes to strength nowadays? Like I know he was depowered at one point, like not as strong.
He's weaker than he was, I think, but I don't think I wouldn't put him up there. I wouldn't put him in the echelon we're talking about. I really wouldn't. Even when he was full powered, probably wouldn't put him up there. Yeah. I'm not even sure what his powers are right now. I heard he lost the Sidorok and still has strength. How is that possible?
Yeah.
He's a good guy, so he's definitely underpowered now. They never keep their power levels once they turn to the side of good.
Okay. So say Hulk, Superman, Thor, they're top three. Who's the fourth name that comes to your mind?
Like I said, Blue Marvel of Century. I might even go, I'm going to just go right here. Blue Marvel Century. I might even go Hyperion. The dude knocked off Namor's head. That should be acknowledged. You know, he never gets mentioned. Hyperion never comes up in a conversation.
No, he doesn't.
Like Terrence said, Superboy Prime is a monster. He punched himself into existence. That's strength. Mm-hmm. What's that, five? Are we trying to do 10?
You can give me five. You gotta,
that's what I got right now is those.
What about you, Terrence? Who would follow after Hulk, Superman, Thor?
I guess I'd do Sentry because they, in World War Hulk, Hulk and Sentry, they pretty much beat each other to a standstill. Mm-hmm. I'll throw in the original version of Mr. Majestic because I think there was I remember reading an issue where he was just moving planets around like Golden Age Superman. He was just like rearranging a solar system, just pushing planets around.
Now, no mention of Shazam or John Jones, Wonder Woman. I said Shazam. And it's not just
probably confined. Should.
Yeah, and it's not just confined to heroes. What about some villains? What are we? Black Adam. Maybe, I guess you throw Doomsday in there. Any of those guys, would they be ranked for you when it comes to strength? Or where they would be ranked, I guess I should ask.
Yeah, Black Adam and Shazam can go up in there, but as far as Doomsday, I don't know much about him. Outside of that, fighting Superman that initial time in the Death of Superman, I've never really read anything about him other than that story.
Okay. Right. Dark Side. Man, it's always a knockdown, drag out fight between him and Superman.
Orion, one of the new guys.
Orion, yeah. Same deal there.
Let's see. Jay should have been here. He would have been.
He'd have been the guy for this one.
Yeah, he's Orion's agent, his PR agent there. Orion, you mentioned Century, Blue Marvel. What about Hercules?
Strength wise, yes. Yeah. I mean, these are all strong characters. We're not naming anybody that's not strong.
Right.
I mean, so any of them could, damn, they'd be interchangeable. But interesting, I guess, would be more why that's why they're not being picked to go on these lists because they're not really interesting.
Yeah, and there is like a thing to. I guess with some of these guys, their durability is really high. Whereas, I'll just say Hercules. I've seen Hercules get beat up more times, as many times I've seen him beat somebody up. Like pulped. You know, it's just like he just doesn't have the durability. Even Thor to a degree, I guess it depends on what's going on in the story. His durability could be really high also, or, Thor's taken some bad L's over the years, especially when he was on Earth, Eric Masterson, when he was doing that double identity thing. You know, he was losing it to some New York superpower criminals. He's got bad L's on his record. Which is always fun.
But that's Thor's thing. He'll give you that first round like Goku.
Yeah, he will.
He will come back that second round. You're going to get that first round. That first L, they're going to gauge your strength. He need to know what he's going to do. He's going to come back and whoop that ass.
You're right. You're right. Okay. All right. So it's just the usual suspects for that. Now, out that it's funny, you guys – nobody mentioned Hulk in their top three, which is
I said Hulk.
Oh, you said okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay just said he getting ready.
Yeah, my first top three was Superman, Superboy, Prime, and Hulk.
Okay. All right. What else we got? I guess we can have.
We go back to. We haven't hit 97 yet.
Oh, go ahead. Let's talk about that. You can definitely lead that off.
Jay, not jump say Jay, but T, what did y'all talk about last week? What did y'all hit? Because I see y'all got on Gabriel Summers, which I wanted to hit because his ass is in the background. That made no sense.
So we mentioned Vulcan just chilling in the background. Then we got into, they asked me, what was his deal? And I started talking about X-Men Deadly Genesis and his whole background, how he wound up on Earth and, you know, all the dirty shit that Xavier did, wiping, sending him to rescue the original X-Men. Then when that went bad, wiping his mind and him and Darwin being the only ones that survived from that second group of X-Men. Then the whole rise and fall of the Shi'ar Empire storyline. And then the beginning of the War of Kings.
When he flew to the Shi'ar, let's add that. The dude flew by his own power to the Shi'ar Empire and took that son bitch over. And now he's in the background losing in bar fights to Storm, which I don't get it. I really don't get what they want to do. He's another one that's super powerful. They don't want to do. They don't know what to do with right now.
Yeah, but I did mention to them during Krakoa, like especially in X-Men Red, they kind of used the excuse that what's her name, Brand with the green hair. They were using the excuse that she had done some type of brainwashing on him to keep him from accessing his full abilities, so that's why Storm was winning those fights.
Ah, okay, that makes some kind of sense. At least it's an explanation.
Yeah, because I'm like, ain't no way in hell Storm should be winning these fights. I don't care about all this Omega level nonsense because he's an Omega too. I mean, yes, he was actually turning off people's powers.
Yes, he was a bad and just whooping ass. He was just a bad boy.
Yeah,
he was just a very bad boy. I mean,
he can control and redirect all types of energy. So when she's casting lightning bolts and all that, he should just be like, it should just like not phase him, or he should be just like redirected. But like,
exactly,
a few lightning bolts and he was like down and out for the count. And I was going, yeah, this don't make no sense.
Not a bit of sense. I'm thinking the exact same thing. But they haven't been able to figure out what they want to do for him in a while. He needs to go off somewhere and be a big villain or something. Now, we talked about the episode with the they attacked Genosha. And we talked about the Magneto. But we didn't really get to talk about Leech when we talked about that. We talked about it in the chat, but we need to talk about it like we are now. Because people were pissing me off. They were really pissing me off disrespecting Magneto in that fight. They were really, later on, y'all don't know who was in that scene. Y'all don't understand what we just saw. It was more to it than that. that really got to me. Just the fact that he was able to use his powers with Leech holding him directly, to me, was impressive. How did you feel about that?
Yeah, I didn't really think about it at the time. I was just so caught up in everything that was going on. But yeah, you're
exactly.
Right.
I wasn't at either until people were disrespecting him. It's like, what are y'all? No, y'all need to relook at that or read a book one. Goddammit, because this is Leech. He can't control his power now. He has, from what I understand, he has a 50-foot radius, and then if he touches you, you're automatically in his field. So, man, he was hugging the hell out of Magneto. So if they survive somehow, which I heard there was a theory that Leech, when he, that's how they fooled him, the Leech took his power down so they didn't realize that he was dead or something. I don't know. But just the fact that he was able to use his powers is impressive as hell. People didn't get it. Now, to bring it forward to this last week, the most thing that caught me was, I don't know much about this morph. Then again, I don't know about morph the first run. This guy that was
exactly exile. What you're talking about.
Exactly.
Quicksilver thing?
Yes, look, I hollered at that. No, wait a minute. I said, when did he get hit? No, that's morph? Wait a minute. Morph can use powers like that?
Yeah.
I remember at the beginning, he used Archangel, but what is that? There he is.
I'm telling you, he was trying to use some powers.
What are
you talking about?
Welcome to the party, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay, Ms. J. Faz King.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Well, since you're here, sir, tell me. Yeah, we saw that earlier today, but we tried to text you, though.
I was sitting there with the toddler. I'm thinking I'm getting ready on time. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to take a dump real quick. relax. Put some steam on the beard, you know, get myself nice and ready. I look down at the phone like, where you at? Where you at? I'm like, oh, dang.
Yeah, you have a daddy moment. Daddy watching
Knuckles with like, the kids.
Where y'all at? How is that?
It's for the kids. It's strictly for the kids. Like, this. Knuckles.
Which movie is it?
Series.
Knuckle.
okay.
It's good, but it's strictly for kids. Like, you're not going to, as an adult, you're not going to be able to watch it just on your own.
Okay. All right, back to the X-Men. God, I'm listening.
What do you think, Jay? When Morph showed up as Quicksilver?
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I think they're starting to lean on that a little bit too much with him, though. They're starting to lean on that more. Like, all right, we don't feel like actually writing these characters in, so let's just have Morph turn into him real quick, make a cameo, and have him dip out.
It's like, now he's actually...
I know, right? What could he do that?
It's one thing if you can get, like, turn big and strong, that's fine. But now, like, you can actually run as fast.
You can access super speed now. Mm-hmm. If he turns into Jean Grey, is he going to be able to access, like, telepathy and telekinesis? Like, what's going on?
And how strong is this going to be? Is he just a portion of the strength, or does he have all of the strength? What is going on with Morph, right? It's a lot. That's a lot to jump onto right there.
I don't know if I mind it or not, because it's not like Morph was, like, really a comical character. So they can kind of do whatever they want with him. I mean, he was a replacement character, but, I mean, you know, if they say he could do that.
Is this the same Morph that was in Exiles? Was this the same Morph that was in Exiles, or what would they call him? Changeling?
He was Changeling,
because they had
him. Changeling. Yeah.
Something like that.
And for some reason, they couldn't use him. There was some kind of, I don't know.
I mean, I'm surprised they can call him Changeling. Wouldn't that be a problem with the DC when Beast Boy was called Changeling back in the 80s? Or are we going back too far with the regulars, the casuals? Okay.
Sorry, I just intruded all on y'all little conversation. Like, I just came kicking the door, waving the 4-4.
What happened with the rest of the episode? What else went on in that episode? Because I used to watch him about twice before the show.
Cable dis Jean Grey.
Did he? Yes, he did.
He's like, get out of here. You ain't got a real life. He's like, get out of my mind.
Knock off. he did too. But
technically, Jean Grey raised him as much as Madeline Pryor did.
Probably more. Then they go in the future, him and Cyclops and Slim and Red and raise them. Yeah.
I mean, if they do that.
Genetically identical, so I mean, technically, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
So you wouldn't be here without me. Show me some respect.
I'm your mother indirectly, boy.
You go rogue, yeah, though, show her ass. Rogue flex.
She was disrespectful when she did the cat.
What?
I was like, Cap ain't even doing nothing.
I ain't like that at all. No.
I know you didn't like it, but when I saw the shield hit the ground, I said, oh, shit.
I said, go fetch.
Go get it. Chuck that down.
She was holding that shield for a long time. She just like that episode, and she kept holding
it. I was wondering if she was going to give it back. I was like, you going to give it back? Like,
wonder why nobody helped y'all. All
right.
Like, it's all right.
Yeah, the mutants, a lot of times, they're instruments of their own hate sometimes.
They don't know what they want, man. It's like they be wanting help, and then people try just to like help them. It's like, you ain't helping me the way I need you.
Just like in the comic books when they did the, what's it called? Their gala. And it's like, yeah, we run this now. Earth ain't the head of the solar system. Mars is, and not. Well, it's like, what do you expect to happen now?
The only person who, Doom was the only one that was hit. He's like, they are rulers now. Like, he was
the whole time,
rightfully so. What the fuck is wrong with them? The rulers is told.
Like, nah. What you expect? You expect them not to do nothing? They ain't got no superpowers, but they damn sure got some technology. They're gonna make them ultra sentinels again. Have y'all crying in the crying in the dirt.
Hey, I almost forgot about that. Like that was a bold move with the gala.
That was mostly to get the crazy mutants off the planet. The ones that Apocalypse brought over from the dimension.
They don't understand how y'all complain about a regular mutant. Y'all didn't want them a Rocky mutant. Y'all needed them to be on Mars. That's what y'all needed them to be, on Mars, away from everything. Fight yourself. Because one girl with power was just not to lose. That was her whole power. How do you do that? That's not luck. Her whole power was not to lose. Whatever something the unbeaten, whatever her name was.
It's like reality bending right there. Unbeaten. Yeah, that's crazy. Dangerous group, man. Somebody that can do something.
They just get lazy with that power.
But cut guy with your. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Rogue's pulling out the Marvel vs. Cat kind
of. Oh yeah,
yeah, the kid.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Rogue showed her ass, bro. She did show her ass.
Pulled out the combos.
She was a good character on that game.
She was. Rogue was decent.
X-Men versus Street Fighter. My Juggernaut Akuma. Combo was devastating, man. I do miss that.
Yeah, game. I wish they would just re-release it. But y'all, none of y'all trying to see me in that though.
Nah.
I'm John Cena right now.
Yeah,
you out of your depth.
Hey man, listen.
Destiny. That's one thing.
Listen, like it's the.
That's one thing. You ain't trying to see me in no fighters.
I really am. Hold specifically that one. Yes, we can definitely line it up. Okay, I ain't got no problem with that. Okay. And you're going to come right back on here. You're going to tell what happened.
If you win, I'll own up to it. Okay. But you're going to be feeling right. Like you just got hit like Genosha.
Nah.
Your team going to get wiped out.
Nah.
You should play. That's a whole episode of the podcast. Y'all should put that on.
Ultra combo finish. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the last platform that was on?
Oh man, it was probably didn't they release it on like a PS4 at some point. Like
360 really? And PS3.
Yeah.
Unless you get them arcade.
Yeah, yeah, that probably was the last time they were. I wonder if I still got mine.
But then
they got plenty of PS3. What's that one that was really bad? Oh, it's in my library. I like uninstalled it.
What the last
Infinity? What was the name? I'm gonna have to check in the basement. Hold on, I'll tell you the second.
I'm gonna have to check in the basement. I still might have one downstairs in the basement for a 360. And my mom got my 360. Years ago, I took it over her house so Junior would have something to play when he stayed over there. And I just left it there, okay. So now it's just over there dusty. And just looking all sad. I was like, I might just bring this home. Come on home, 360. And never got the red ring or anything.
Yeah, because they delisted it, so you might not be able to play it. I don't know. You might not be able to play it online.
Probably not.
Can't find it on here, but it was like Marvel versus Capcom, like Infinity.
Oh, that was that last one they did, right?
Something like that.
That one was trash. It was garbage.
Kinda trash.
Yeah. Promptly uninstalled. And
Black Panther was DLC, like the next one.
Yeah.
It was like he's already in the fucking game. You can make a DLC the very next week.
Somebody messed up. Like you released them with the original version. Like you got to make pay for that.
Oh, I was gonna mention somebody that bought the fucking collector's edition. Because remember they made a big deal about the collector's edition had the Infinity Stones, but when they you actually like, they and they looked like the actual stones, but they was like plastic.
I remember that. I remember that. I remember that.
Wow.
And I think I know who you're talking about. The one who shall not be named.
Yeah.
Were they really
Easter eggs? Yeah, look like little eggs, yeah.
They look like the plastic Easter eggs, yeah. But in the advertisement, they look like actual Infinity Stones.
Yeah, it was real bad.
They
got
them. Them Jones look like fucking Easter eggs. It was trashy.
Yeah, they got played.
That's some nasty business there. Yeah. Damn, I cannot find it. Okay. Maybe they took it back. They be doing that zany shit sometimes. PlayStation, like, this was in my library. Like, no, it's not. That's the way Arkham City is. I bought it in a collection, and it was, I had to re-download it another way. It's like, you can't
get it. You know, and that's why I stopped, like, just recently, I stopped doing downloads, like, download games. Like, I will, like, if it's something I don't care about, just to download it real quick and play it, but anything I want to keep, I'm just going to buy the physical copy from now on, because they've been showing their hand lately. Like, if they don't want people to have something, they're just going to take it.
The last 5 or 6 years, yeah, they will take it. They will take it right back. But, like, I don't have no fucking receipt, so I guess they can just deny it the whole time.
Yeah, you ain't going to go five years back. Shit. Right? Look on your credit card statement 5 years ago.
Yeah, it's not even here. That's wild. And I know I had this. Oh, wait. Whatever's on the PlayStation memory. I mean, extended memory.
Here it is. Let me send this picture. This shit is wild. So I'm going to send the picture of what they look like, and then we'll find a picture of what they were supposed to be. Totally forgetting we still doing a show.
It's all right. It's all
right. So anything else on X-Men 97?
I don't know. It's almost to a point for me, can the show be too good? Because sometimes it's this episode wasn't, but the two episodes before that were too stressful.
It's supposed to get more stressful. The last three episodes supposed to be ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was scared to watch this episode.
No, are you serious? Is that what they look like?
That's what they look like. Now I'm gonna see if
that's exactly what they look like.
Supposed to look like.
Yeah, people got played with that one.
And what was this?
Yep. Here we go.
Yeah, they bought these thinking it was Infinity Gems.
That's
terrible.
Those are fucking Easter. Oh my gosh.
People got a bad one on that. They got a major L if they bought that.
Damn.
Are those real or just in the game?
That's real. That was in the collector's edition.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The Infinity Easter Eggs. And I remember when I still had a local Best Buy, that collector's edition sat on the shelf for like a year and a half.
That is nasty business.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
If I bought that from a store, I'm bringing that shit back. Like, this ain't even a fucking picture. This looks nothing like this.
That thing sat on the shelf getting dusty for a year and a half, and I think they finally marked it down. So, cause I want to say it was like $199 originally. Then they finally marked it down to like $70, and somebody finally took pity on it to their own.
They probably brought it back too. Like
had a nice Easter for their kids.
Yeah, this ain't even worth the markdown. Oh, hold on, guys! I got some news here. Some of you may be disappointed. Kraven the Hunter has been delayed.
Oh man, really?
This last year instead of August 30th.
Oh. Damn! Was it getting delayed to February 30th?
I thought they were done with that.
I thought they were done too, but it lives. Wonder why they moved it. Okay.
I mean, one day they really gonna learn. You can't make Spider-Man movies without Spider-Man. They just not gonna work. And that's what I think. These are Spider-Man villains. What are they gonna do without Spider-Man?
Make them heroes. Oh man!
All of them aren't redeemable.
Well, he loves the animals.
He's just misunderstood. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Extreme environmentalist. He's Rajah Ghul.
They got to do some reshoots for a Man of Web cameo. Some
reshoots.
Oh, is she streaming Man of Web? Is it streaming anywhere yet?
I hope not. What? They need to forget Madam that movie came out.
What?
Man of Web.
Man of Web?
Yeah.
You actually going to watch it if it's streaming?
I haven't seen it.
I'm going to watch it. I'm gonna watch it.
They try to convince us.
I'm gonna give it a shot, but not for her. I really want the Ezekiel character. I love that character in that Spider-Man storyline, and that storyline is still one of my favorite Spider-Man storylines. And they just, from what y'all tell me, what everybody tell me, they just ruined a great character, a great opportunity to have that storyline.
The closest they come is there's a couple scenes where he's barefoot. That's about as close as they get.
That's about it. But that's how you met Ezekiel. He was barefoot on the wall in the comics, talking to Spider-Man with his shoes around his neck. That's how you met him. You know, I like that guy. I really like that storyline.
And he's weirdly dubbed throughout, like the whole time. He's like, I must kill these girls before they kill me. It's like watching Mystery Science Theater 3000.
That's bad.
It is terrible. I was watching something about what was the worst comic book movies. When in reals, what was the worst comic book movie? And like most people say Madam Web and something else. I can't think of what else they said.
Batman Robin's got to be on that. I recently went through
Bat nipples and all that.
Batman. Yeah.
Yes.
Mr.
Freeze. Well, Batman and Robin is what almost killed the stuff. If you look back, it was what killed it, because Spider-Man was in court and then Blade saved it. Batman and Robin made everybody scared to make comic book movies. Then Uncle Blade came out and he saved everybody's ass. And that's what we were saying earlier. Blade don't get enough respect. He saved everybody. Not just Marvel. Everybody was saved. Because Batman and Robin killed everybody.
Killed Batman. Wow.
And a long time.
A movie that every time I watch it, it gets worse, is Batman Forever. Batman Forever was passable when I was younger. Like, Jim Carrey, like he's so fucking annoying in that movie. And Tommy Lee Jones, this is the worst acting performance from him I've ever seen. And he's a great actor. He was terrible.
That's Val Kilmer, Batman.
Yeah. Val Kilmer was actually decent. Nicole Kidman was decent. But that's it.
You're a kid, though, you're like, Jim Carrey. Yeah.
Right.
The best thing about Batman Forever was those collectible mugs from McDonald's. Those glass mugs.
Oh, yeah. I remember those glass mugs. Those glass mugs were decent.
Now, Terrence, was it that or was it Kiss from a Rose, which brought everybody?
Seal.
Everybody knows that song, even though that's the only song I know from him. Like, he tried to come with that fly with... He got a... What's the name of the other song he had? Fly Like an Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Fly Like an Eagle, yeah.
It's like, I don't care about this song, dude. Sing Kiss from a Rose.
That's the only reason why you're here. You,
right, right. Like, I don't care about this song. Just sing the song. As my brother would say.
Model wife or something, real pretty model wife.
He did, yeah. They got divorced a while back. Was it Heidi Klum?
Are those things on his face from like his tribal scars, or did he have like a horrific accent? I can't remember which one it was.
It's tribal scars, I thought.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be part of that tribe. God damn.
Damn.
I was like, God damn.
You want to be a part of this tribe, you got to F yourself up. Like, you got ceremonial pouring hot grits on your cheeks. Like,
man.
You got to go through the temptation of Al Green to pass your manhood test.
Circle back. So when, like, if you're, what are the top five worst comic book movies? Because it seems like Madam Web. I haven't seen it, so like,
I haven't seen it either.
Okay, so that one might be too bad to even be on the list. What's the What's the five worst that you've seen?
Whew.
Jay.
I might have to circle back around. I haven't even thought about it, but.
Circle back. Mike looks like he's thinking. Terrence, what you got?
Yeah, man. You can't be pulling these five, these top five.
Right?
Right at the end. We should start at the beginning. We had it ready next week.
I think there's going to be at least one that's going to be on everybody's list.
We'll put the five together. We come up with five as a unit.
All right. Well, we'll do four and we'll decide the fifth one. My contribution to the shit bucket or whatever is Batman. Okay. Robin. It's Batman.
That's
Robin.
A good one. I'm gonna say Halle Berry's Catwoman. That has to be on everybody's list.
Holy shit, you won! Yeah. You won. Okay.
And no need one more. And he killed it all.
See, there's a Batman and Robin. He said Catwoman. Jesus Christ,
that was terrible.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Does Howard the Duck make the list?
Nah, because
it's kitschy. Kitschy, whatever, however you pronounce it.
Yeah, it's like it has a cult following, doesn't it?
It does. You had duck boobs, like we said last time. So if anything with duck boobies is going to win, it's going to be a cult following. That's the only reason why I want to watch it again. I ain't going to front. That's the only reason. Give a damn about the movie. What else is there? I almost had one in my head. I damn near said it. I don't know. I'll come up with one in a second because it's right there. And we can talk about daytime. We can talk about TV movies at Gen 13.
I don't know if I ever finished that.
It's on YouTube. The live action was on YouTube.
Wait, there was a live action Gen 13
movie? There was a live Gen 13 movie. And Jubilee's a white chick with black hair.
Generation X.
Oh, Gen X. Okay, not Gen 13.
I saw that when it came out on Fox. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And I was excited about it. Like, ooh, yes. No. Not at all.
Yeah, that was horrible.
And that was a movie?
Yeah, like a little TV movie or something. Mm-hmm. Gen X.
Can we we count Dragon Ball Evolution, or is that going to be relegated to like anime movies?
Let's stick to the big budget.
Okay. I'm talking about Dragon Ball Evolution. That was big.
Well, that one.
But I mean, we could. That might not fit the criteria. That might be stuck in the anime realm.
So what Captain America direct to video movie?
Oh, what from the 70s?
Plastic Shield.
Red Bullet. You talking about the water rubber suit?
With the clear shield.
Red.
Yeah, that clear shield.
Yeah, that's red brown.
You got the red brown ones. Then you had the 1990 direct to video one.
Yeah, both of them is rough. I don't even know which one be the roughest one. That's rough.
So we'll take those out. That's too easy.
Yeah. Because that's definitely comic book movies.
That's low hanging fruit there.
Especially the glass shield was terrible.
Y'all ever see Steel?
Oh, the one with Shaq.
No, with Shaq.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah,
I haven't watched it. But whenever you held a box, it felt terrible. Whenever you know, I read the video, you could feel that trash through the box. It was terrible.
You guys remember how bad Blade 3 was?
Blade 3 was horrible. Whew.
That was horrible, but also hilarious.
Now, Ryan Reynolds,
how he fumbled that so bad.
Ryan Reynolds was very funny in that movie. He was playing Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool in that movie.
What about that Oregon movie? Like that Wolverine movie with Deadpool that wasn't one? Deadpool.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what
they sold. They sold his mouth shut.
Origins. Yeah, Origins. Is that really bottom five?
I don't know. How you take Deadpool to merc with your mouth and then sew his mouth shut?
Was it bad or was it disappointing?
It was bad. It might not be top five bad, but it was bad, though. It's top 10 bad, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a rough one. It's... Then again, I don't like Deadpool. I don't like Wolverine. I don't like Ryan Reynolds. So it's like a 3 to 10. Ain't win for me in that movie. I have no win in that movie. There's nothing for me, man.
So you're in the other. Go ahead.
Oh no, you go ahead.
And I was saying, Mike is like in the other room. He hears people about to put it on. Like, don't put that shit on.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't even in.
That's how I am in the lab. You know, I work in the lab, the data lab at school. And we're allowed to watch. You're not allowed to watch so much stuff, but we have, you know, we can watch some movies on the screen and some data, some IT stuff. If it's just us, we're watching movies. They try to put on some of this shit. No, y'all don't want to do that. Not with me in here. Y'all don't want to enjoy this movie. Y'all really not. And they recently put on Spider-Man 2. They enjoyed that, but I had to do a commentary here and there and help them out.
Which Spider-Man 2? It's like
Doc Ock. Okay. Doc Ock. Yeah. Which was the good one. Well, one I still like.
That's a peak movie. Oh,
yeah, and I was like, you know, hey, look at this girl here. Why is he giving a shit about Mary Jane? And he got this dime making them cookies. But they don't put all that damn Deadpool. Well, Wolverine, I have to stop him every time from some certain shit. That, you know, I'm going to save them from himself.
That was a bad movie.
Superman 4, but it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah, it is.
Is that the one with the Nuclear Man?
Yes.
With the shit with the... Yeah, Nuclear Man, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about that a couple weeks ago. Or was it a couple weeks ago we were talking about?
What about Supergirl?
Like, Gene Hackman, that's bad.
Oh, Supergirl was terrible.
That's bad.
What is that?
Supergirl was terrible. But sis that was in it, the girl, she's beautiful. Like, I like her in Secret to My Success with Michael J. Fox, and she was beautiful in that.
Becky Gilkey.
Yeah.
Seinfeld.
Yes. Yeah, so, yeah. There are definitely some of those movies that are guilty pleasures, and that's one of them. And we've seen them all. Ain't that something? More than once.
Does Pootie Tang count?
Elektra.
Oh, Elektra.
Oh, Elektra was woof. That was hot dog juice.
Elektra was rough. It was rough. And I want to go out on the reach. I actually liked the Deadpool. Daredevil, but Elektra was rough.
I didn't hate Daredevil either.
I didn't hate him.
I didn't hate Daredevil.
It gets a little rough. It gets too much grief. It was better than the people make it out to be. I ain't gonna say it was great either, but it didn't deserve all the hate that it gets.
For the time, it was okay.
Yeah.
Now that we got the Daredevil we got, we can put Daredevil aside.
Right. We can, yeah.
Oh, you can sit down.
But for what it was, it wasn't bad.
You can sit down now. Ben Affleck Daredevil.
Yeah. You held it down.
Now we got the new Ben Affleck, but we appreciate your contribution.
You tried. We take it.
Try.
But yeah. He liked
it. He was a great Batman, which is crazy. Like, it just.
He you know, at the end of the Lord of the Rings, where they come back and get the hobbits and they all go back. That's what he's at now. You can come with us now. You serve your and you come on with the elves and rest in peace, whatever.
Give him
that's what he gets.
The one last Frodo look back with a smirk like that.
That's what he earned. He earned that. His Daredevil earned that. You know, I held it down until now. Y'all can have it.
How about that? How about that angry Hulk from back in the day? Like, that shit was bad.
Oh,
that was bad.
God.
That was bad. But the Hulk dogs.
Yeah, I liked it at the time, but it's
I liked it at the time too.
When they do the comic book panels and all, it's like
I like that part. Like, it was just how the Hulk looked.
Yeah, he looked goofy.
Yeah,
he looked like a lime green olive. Like, he was just like, he didn't look like he was there, and of course he wasn't there. But there was no fooling anybody.
Yeah, but he looked like pretty to me. Like, they were trying to make his face all chiseled and like, this is the Hulk. He's supposed to be angry looking and growl. This dude is chiseled deep cheese.
Wasn't he like 20 Hulk. Feet tall?
Yeah, he
too?
Got super
like,
big.
He was like a giant.
He got bigger.
Yeah, he got humongous.
And he fought drunk Nick Nolte.
Real quick,
I'm gonna leave this alone. I don't even want to go on a whole tangent because we can go start another hour just this alone. Have y'all watched 48 Hours as a grown up?
No.
That's rough.
Oh, God, that movie is racist as fuck. Nick Nolte.
I'm like, I want to punch the shit out of Nick Nolte so bad.
Every scene. He said I'm lying, like, you know he said that shit in real life. He raised it.
And I'm sitting there like, yo, how is Eddie not choking this motherfucker right now?
How is he that mad? Call that man watermelon. What? How you gonna call me watermelon? We got to talk, son. Wait a minute. When this shit get over, we gonna have to talk, sir. At least after this scene. God damn.
There was no struggle.
Not at all. He said water. He's saying watermelon to people. Motherfucker, what?
I'm like, damn, I know it was 1982, but this what we was doing? Wow.
And that's a crazy thing to put on black people. Like, who doesn't love watermelon? That shit's delicious. Everybody loves watermelon. So how?
It started at the South, to make the black farmers watermelon crops, you know, they'll get successful. But you know what's really racist? The watermelon song, the song for the ice cream trucks.
That's
the racist. That song was Nigga Level Watermelon. In YouTube, it's called Nigga Level Watermelon, and it is the ice cream song they play on the trucks in the neighborhood. That's where it comes from. It's terrible. It's on YouTube. It will hurt your feelings. You never want a watermelon again.
Killer Mike make a new ice cream truck song so they wouldn't have to play that one no more. Somebody made a new ice cream truck song.
It's possible, but that's what it's called. I don't know, but
just like fried chicken, like who don't love fried chicken? Like how is that a bad thing? Watermelon. That's a good meal.
Didn't Chappelle have like a stand up bit about that when racism works in your favor? He's like, I'm in the restaurant and I'm about to order. He's like, I want
the chicken.
He's like, the chicken, right?
How do you know that? We're not gonna go that way. All right, just pull up, just pull up, pull up. We ain't gonna have no listeners. Oh, they're gonna be angry. Say it again.
Everybody gonna be like, "What happened to the multiverse? It just turned into
multiverse of racism."
Rob, I never want to come back. We love you, Rob.
All right, you're right. So, did we pull out of the bad movies? Because you're right, we can't go on.
I think we didn't get like 30 of them. We didn't hit enough.
45.
Yeah,
past this old new ones, the golden days. We didn't hit enough of them because there's a bunch of them out there. Shit, Iron Man 2. We didn't say that, but go ahead and throw it in real quick.
All right, what else we got, man? Jay, I know you showed up late. We talked about 5-year anniversary of Endgame. Okay. Wonder Man show wrapping up. Hot off the press.
And
big three of strongest comic book.
We're taking it straight from the pages of Facebook.
But we all had different lists, and we mentioned Orion, and you weren't around.
Orion big three? Is Orion big three?
Oh, is he big? Is he top 10?
Yeah, he's probably top 10. I don't know if he's big three though.
I don't think he's big three.
Who am I big three? Superman's definitely
that point.
Superman's definitely number one.
Okay. Right. So really it's just the other two people you pick with Superman list.
And Superman got way too many crazy feats for him not to be anything but one. The dude picked up Infinity.
Exactly.
You can't get crazier than that.
When he picked up an the daughter's wedding.
Oh, yeah, that's when he picked up the whole universe. Yeah, he had held the heavens on his shoulders.
Yeah.
But that's different than the Infinity. That's when he picked up the Book of Infinite Pages. Him and Shazam did that. Like, you know, even if Shazam took on half, what's half of Infinity?
Infinity. Wow.
But I'm sure Shazam didn't take half of that from him.
I see Super probably held the hell down most.
With I don't know. Hyperion, would he be?
Mike.
I brought up Hyperion.
He held a part two universes, didn't he? For a second.
Exactly. Yeah, he did. He had about two universes. Hyperion, he don't get enough love as far as his PC.
I think he might be too.
You know,
he might be too inconsistent though. That might be why.
Exactly. Or too obscure. He'll come out every 10 years and do something. Exactly. And you won't see him again.
And then you get like Blue Marvel knock.
Yeah, probably Hyperion.
You get Blue Marvel knocking out King Hyperion. That just knocks him down out the rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it seems like every time he's Hyperion, it's a different version.
But wasn't that the Hyperion that was killing all the other one Hyperions? So he was like the ultimate Hyperion. And Blue Marvel kind of just snuffed him. He hit him with that awesome. He hit him with that Black Boy Joy.
All right, what else we got here? We're gonna start a race.
I know, right?
Here, man.
we need our absent member to hold us in check.
we need Come you, on, Rob. Come save us.
You can't let us go willy nilly again.
Yeah,
start going off the rails.
That's crazy. Terrible. Yeah.
All right, guys. We ain't got nothing else. Jay, I know you showed up, but you got anything you wanted to talk about? Anything you saw?
No, not really, man. I didn't realize we was coming on so late, like so early. Like I said, I thought I was making good time. Ended up being on CP time. I was about to hit the toilet. I was about to drop a big one. I was like, man, I got time left. I can relax, play some games on the phone.
Terrence got on here. We're talking, and then this guy looking like Mike showed up with all this energy. We're like, who the hell is this?
Know, right?
That's a difference of 2 hours, mate.
Right?
That's a difference. You're getting 2 hours.
Me. I'm like, Mike
is, I had to turn my volume down.
I was like, Mike, is this up? Did he's texting? I said, what?
Yes, I was good in it. I had dealt with some comic books and had been bagging and boarding some shit and organizing. Yeah, I was good.
We got energy right now. What's going on?
We need to do this regularly.
Oh, we'll definitely make an attempt because this energy it's coming through the screen right now.
my little one, he might jump me while I'm in here though. My smallest.
We can come on. We talk to him too. Right, he can come talk to us. He can come and sit right here and talk to us.
Don't tempt him.
All right. We're gonna wrap it up then.
Wolverine trailer.
I haven't watched it, and I'm not going to. But I'm tired of it already.
It does look good though. I can't.
Front. You want to say? Did you want to say something, Terrence? About
same thing, Jay. Looks good. Looks like I will have a fun time. They're peppering a lot of fun little Easter eggs in there. Notice the giant man.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one. There was one Easter egg that I didn't notice until I saw it online, but it had me howling. There's a store in the background called Rob Liefeld's Feet.
I did see that.
Heavy holler.
That's the only one I keep seeing. What giant man's skull? What was that?
His skull, giant man's skull. Oh,
yeah.
It's like it looks like a base. Like they're using giant man's dead body as a base.
Yeah,
like giant man, black giant,
Scott Lang.
Or Lang, I guess Scott Lang.
Scott Lang.
Oh wow. Okay.
It's definitely an alternate universe.
Ant-Man. Right. Okay. So. Nah, I'm not going to watch it, though. I'm going to wait to the theaters. Y'all almost had me go check it out, but nope, I ain't going to fall for it. I'm not watching the trailers for that until I get to the theater in July 26th.
But I just can't stand seeing that damn yellow costume in real life.
You know,
I know it's a joke, but it seems like sometimes
Marvel's got to give you the moment.
Too long, so I hope I hope it doesn't. I hope they find some way to just get it off of him, because I don't even like, I hate the yellow costume in comics. Oh,
which one do you like more, the brown one?
He doesn't wear it.
I like the brown one.
The brown one is cool. Mm-hmm. I like that one. It seems like it fits the character more. It's more like,
but the brown one don't got the shoulder pads.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And it seems more. That's when I started reading you wearing the brown one.
Hate them damn shoulder pads.
All right. So we're going to jump into the trailer because no one really watched it. But let's get out of here. We'll make sure that Jay's in the loop for the course of the week so we can have him.
I just wasn't paying attention. So.
No, Terrence sneak attacked us. He was like, I'm ready now. And then we're like,
let's go. You ready? Let's go.
I was sitting here. I was like, I'm ready too. So,
yeah, I am too. Well, let's just go. Make it happen.
All right. So let's get out of here, guys. Appreciate seeing you guys again tonight. We'll just leave it at that. Good night, everybody.
That's it.
Talk to you next
week. We can talk about everything.
All right, guys.
Say good night, everybody.
It was short.
All right, everybody. Thanks for coming. Peace.
Peace.